Greek man in charge of the early morning doings, what a little dare. Yeah, I heard what the Smash said about me yesterday. It's true. It's true. God, that's why I've been following Baby Faye so carefully. Baby Faye, the lady with the baboon heart. I am Baby Grease, the man with the baboon schmeckle. Oh, God, it was awful. Awful. But the implant worked well, and it's quite functional. And my whole body has accepted it. My hand rejected it a couple of times. Ah! But, no, the operation was a success. And to this day, I'm proud to say that, Smash can make light of it if he wants. But I'm happy with it. The hard part was I had to wait till I was 10 years old before the operation could be done so that I could approximate the size. I remember lying there. The surgery was done in a way that I had to be on one table and the baboon had to be on a table not more than 5 feet away because the tissue deteriorates so quickly when it's removed that the transplant almost had to be instantaneous. And the baboon was awake during the operation. They locally anesthetized him so as not to be unnecessarily cruel. But the baboon was watching, and the poor baboon, needless to say, had no idea what was going on. He was strapped down. I was strapped down, locally anesthetized, and when they started cutting on that baboon, his eyes opened wide. He wasn't feeling any pain, but he was so shocked. I mean, he looked at, the baboon started spitting at me. He saw what was happening, and the baboon all through the procedure was spitting at me. I said, doctors, make him stop. The doctors were kind of chuckling and saying, well, wouldn't you be spitting at somebody that was the recipient of your manhood? I said, my God, that baboon was, I thank God he was strapped down. Those straps didn't break. That baboon would have killed me. He'd have killed first the doctors, then he would have killed me and maybe even tried to take it back. So, anyway, I was still a little bitter about the whole thing. About the baboon spitting at me that way, so they sewed him up, and I mean, they didn't kill the baboon. I mean, he went on to live a normal, if somewhat frustrated life, and I remember seeing him at the zoo one day. He was still spitting at me. He recognized me. He recognized me as I went walking by. You know, it started to upset me a little bit, the baboon being that rude. So I finally unlimbered my newfound hydraulics. I said, hey, here you go. This look familiar, you wagon there. I'm standing there outside the cage wagging at him when just then a lawman comes walking around the corner. He goes walking around the corner. He sees me doing that. He says, hey, sweetheart, maybe you'd get a little farther with him if you blew him a kiss instead.
The 1985 88.